So I'm talking with Debbie Dale, the director at Converge Exhibitions. Now, what they do is very specialised shows on all things pertaining to travel. And there's a very special one coming up soon in Harrogate called the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show. So tell me a little bit then. Let's start with an overall view of the exhibition. Who is it for? Who might be interested in attending this?
It's really for those people who I've had lots of conversations with that talk about their bucket list holidays. And it seems that wildlife and safari nature holidays tend to often come up there, where people say, oh, I'd love to do that, or I wish I could. And I think, well, you should. So we thought, you know what, we should actually bring to the public the accessibility factor of wildlife and safari and nature holidays. And the best way to do that is by this exhibition. So it's really for a broad range of people who have that type of holiday on their bucket list.
That's definitely me. I would love to go on safari, see lots of wild animals. A lot of it is focused on animal conservation as well, which I think is very, very important. We'll come back to that a bit later. But what are some of the things that will be on display at the show?
So at the show itself, we've around 70 exhibitors, and they're very varied, actually, the types of exhibitors that we've got. But of course, all have a focus on wildlife, safari, nature, and some, as you just said, they're with conservation, even to the point where we have the Elephant Gin Lounge. Now, there is a direct correlation there, Elephant Gin, but also these guys have been absolutely fantastic. They started their journey in South Africa. They're major supporters of things like Space for Elephants and the Big Life Foundation, but they've also got a nice little lounge area for people to go along and have a little tipple and celebrate booking their bucket list holiday. We've got two theatres that are absolutely loaded with amazing speakers, and they're going to educate, entertain and inspire our visitors all day. We've even got people who've come all the way over from Uganda, a ranger who's going to tell us quite a lot about what goes over there. It's been super, the amount of people that just want to get their message across. And we've got, I think you'll be interested in this actually, Ben, because he's a Yorkshireman. We've got Tom Hurd, who's a marine biologist, and he looks super fun. Yeah, he really does look such good fun. I can't wait to see him. And then we've also been a bit innovative here and keeping up with technology and trends. We've got the Avis 360 degree virtual reality theatre. And I think this is a bit of a first in travel, because you see a lot of people that have those headsets on and they're all seeing the 360 degree experience. It's wonderful. But I don't know about you, Ben, I've never seen 20 of them all experiencing the same thing at the same time. And that's what we've brought to the show.
That's incredible. It's like having a trial run of the holiday, if you can transport yourself there virtually and really, really get immersed in the experience. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is fantastic. We've also got a great exhibition within our exhibition from Sketch for Survival. They're really interested in making sure that they kind of go down that anti-poaching route, and they're trying to save these wonderful animals. And, you know, every 26 minutes, an African elephant is killed for their tusks, which, we are all quite shocked when we see that news. And I know there's been a lot on TV and things about it as well. But Sketch for Survival have gone out to some quite famous people that we might know, like Stephen Fry, Mary Berry, Dame Helen Mirren and Judi Dench, and that's just to name a few of them. And they asked them to draw a sketch of an animal in 26 minutes. They've also got some great professional artwork as well. They're taking that show to London and New York, but it starts in Harrogate with us. And that conservation area, we've actually put a huddle together, and it's for conservation and also volunteering. There's been quite a few people who have been interested in finding out a little bit more about volunteering. And we're not leaving out the children here as well, of course. We've got a great area with How Many Elephants. And this is a wonderful, very inspirational lady. And she's got this wonderful pack of elephants which the kids can colour in, or they can actually draw and design on the elephant. And again, she'll take that, she'll showcase it. And I'm hoping that she'll have a couple of prizes for the children as well. She is a really interesting lady.
So what's going on in the evenings at the exhibition?
right, this is where I'm really excited, because on the Friday night, so this is just before the show, we have managed to bring the wonderful Monty Halls to Harrogate, and you may well have seen that he had a three-part series on Channel 4 very recently, Ben, where he took his family, took his wife and his two kids to the Galapagos, and as a family they encountered really extraordinary wildlife, life-changing experience, and they brought it to us on the TV. So we have brought Monty up to Harrogate to share some of that real experience with us. And then on the Saturday night, so after the first day of the show, we are entering into a really wild evening. Sue Flood has had 11 years of travelling and photographing the most amazing scenes, wildlife, and she's done all of that with the wonderful David Attenborough. She will be there with Lucy Cook, who is an award-winning TV presenter and producer. And we've got Miranda Christakofanoff. She's a resident wildlife expert on The One Show, so again, people may have seen her there. She's the author of two fantastic books, one of them being very focused on diving, which is her passion. So yeah, amazing nighttime things going on to be part of the Wildlife and Safari Travel Show.
Fantastic. Well, very good work all round. If people want to find out a bit more information on it, where can they go to get that information from?
An easy URL for us, www.wildlifesafarishow.com, and that website has got so many wonderful images on it. That's what grabs your attention straight away. But you can then go in and see the different theatres that we've got. The speakers are all on there and profiled, even the offers actually that some of our exhibitors are going to have, and also of course how to get your tickets.
Fantastic. And I believe Stray FM are doing a special offer where you can get a ticket for the entire weekend with a little bit of money off on our website. So if people head to strayfm.com, they can also find out a bit more on there. Debbie, thank you very much for speaking to me. It sounds fascinating, and I can't wait to come and see some of what's on offer at the show.